Like, why are there two separate countries? Like, if they're sundered...
They, okay, that's a good question. They're two separate brachas generally, because each one we want to praise Hashem in a different way. So when it comes to thunder, the Gemara says when you hear thunder, it straightens out your heart. It kind of, you have the fear of Hashem, you feel the power of Hashem, and so we have this beautiful bracha, Shekocho Gvurato Male Olam, where we're recognizing the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whereas lightning, we do the standardized bracha where we praise Hashem for the beautiful creations, and that's an Osei Maaseh Bereishis. Again, the truth is, it's a bit. I'm giving you the bottom line. Technically, you could actually say an Osei Maaseh Bereishis on thunder, and you could say a Kochel Gvurato on lightning. You could do that, but the minhag, what most of the time we end up doing, is exactly like you said. We say on thunder, Kochel Gvurato Male Olam, and on lightning, Osei Maaseh Bereishis. Okay? Everybody got that? Amazing. Okay, so actually, before we get to lightning and thunder, which we already got to, I wanted to talk about beautiful things that we see, especially here in Eretz Yisrael, but really this is relevant to all over the place. And this is one of my favorite halachas, because it's really showing us that halacha is teaching us to be present. Halacha is teaching us to appreciate Hashem's world and to connect everything that we experience to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to kind of sanctify our eyes. And, you know, we try to use all of our senses and use them to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So these brachas allow us to use our eyes as a conduit to gain kit karvut, closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So on that note, on that level, the Shulchan Aruch writes, whenever you see a beautiful natural landscape, one should say the bracha, Oseh Maaseh Bereishit. This is the most important bracha that we're going to learn today. It comes up most often. Oseh Maaseh Bereishit. My handwriting's not that great, sorry. But who makes wonders of creation. Okay, whenever you see a really beautiful thing. Now, there's a few tana'im, conditions in order to say this blessing, and then we'll get on back to the nitty-gritty of when we actually do it practically. One, it has to be something that most people say, wow. Okay? If it's something that only some people say, wow, and you're weird and you really like that random hill over there, that's cool. You can thank God, but not with Hashem's name. The nusach of the bracha only comes when it's something that most people do. And on a related note, it has to have hitpa'alut, which means like a wow. Okay? Most people wow. And the other tonight, or condition, is it has to be something that you haven't seen for 30 days. So if let's say you live in Tel Aviv, and every day as you're driving to work, you see the Mediterranean, even though that for most people is a wow moment, for you, since you see it every day, you would not say the bracha unless you haven't been there for 30 days or so. Okay? So it has to be, there's a 30-day rule when it comes to Osei Maaseh Bereishis. Okay? And it's related, because it's about a wow experience. Okay? Now you're going to ask me, okay, what if I'm not impressed at all? So in general, it doesn't matter what you specifically are impressed about. It's what most people are impressed. And Chazal defined what are the things that most people are impressed by. So even if you really couldn't care less about Mount Everest, it just doesn't do anything for you. Still, that's the time when you're supposed to make the bracha that the Shulchan Aruch says of Osei Maaseh Bereishis, since most people have that as a wow situation. Yeah. Sir. Good question. So the Kotel, because it's not a natural wonder of Hashem, right? It's a 2,000-year-old limestone that man made. You would not say a bracha on Kotel. There's other stuff that you can say once you see Har Habayit, and there's special halachot and dinim about that area. And there's another halacha that we might get to today, maybe not, about when there's a resettling of a land in Israel that has been, we were exiled from, so then that also merits a special bracha.
So basically
it has to be natural? For the Osei Maaseh Bereishis, it has to be natural. If man messes with it, as awesome as that is, it no longer merits the Osei Maaseh Bereishis bracha. Yeah? Exactly. The same idea that kriya is an expression of mourning. It's an emotion. it's supposed to be an expression of an emotion of mourning. If you pass it every day, like I do, so then it doesn't do it anymore, and therefore you would not tear kriya. That's also why what we do is to get out of it. You see the harabayas on Shabbos, or you go to the kotel on Shabbos, and then you don't tear kriya on Shabbos. And as long as you do that once every 30 days, you can avoid tearing kriya. That's a whole different discussion, because some posts can say we don't tear kriya nowadays, because now that Eretz Yisrael has been resettled, Rav Kook felt that we wouldn't tear kriya anymore. It's a big machlokas, really a topic for another day about whether we should tear kriya now or not. But yeah, it's the same idea of the 30-day rule. Another application of this rule, I hope we get to this, is when you haven't seen a friend for 30 days and you're really excited to see them, so technically you say a bracha of Shehechianu. Okay. Yeah, that's so you heard it here today, right? Really, really, but there's always a but, right? Yeah. So here's the thing. There's a few. This is a halacha in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch. It's clear that the Shulchan Aruch is very clear that if you haven't seen a good friend you really love for 30 days, you should stay with Hashem's name, Shechianu. However, if you've communicated with them within the last 30 days, some posts can say, well, maybe not, because maybe the excitement that comes with not seeing them for 30 days is no longer there. So, for example, if you emailed your mom, so when you see her on Pesach, it's not the same thing. So some posts can say, don't say a Shechianu with Hashem's name. What if you're still excited? So it's a machlokas. It's a machlokas. Some rabbis say, I would say most rabbis say you shouldn't say it with Hashem's name. What I do is I say it without Hashem's name. If I haven't seen a friend for 30 days, I used to have this issue because I would often see my students and they would come back, let's say, January. All the alumni comes and I haven't seen them for a year. But the thing is, a halacha is really, it's only when you're really excited, like a really close friend. So I had my students that I really loved, and I wanted to say the bracha with a big hug. And I had my students that I didn't really care that much about. So I didn't want to insult. I give this guy a hug and a bracha with Hashem's name, and this guy not. We cause a lot of, like, issues. So I just made a policy. I give everyone a hug and a Shechianu, but no, I don't say Hashem's name, just to avoid issues. Now, if no one else is around, it's like my best friend, I will say Shechianu, assuming I haven't been in contact with him, emailing, calling, WhatsApping for the last... I say Baruch Atah Hashem, just to express the concept, the value, but not actually do the halacha. And by the way, I know we're skipping ahead, but there's another bracha if you haven't seen someone for 12 months, and that's Tchiyas Amitim. You say Baruch Atah Hashem Lekin Malam. I forget the exact nusach, but it's Lachayot Amitim, and that's halacha in the Shulchan Aruch that after 12 months, if you haven't seen someone, you say this. But again, only if you haven't communicated with them in a long time and you feel very close to them. Okay? But yeah, actually was going to have a shiur as part of my halachic myth class about this, but since we're learning, asked me to talk about this, so I'm doing it now with you girls. We can still talk. We'll find a way to talk more about that, because not everyone is in that class. We could talk about, there's a lot of brachas issues. We're not going to cover everything in the next 2 weeks. Okay, any...
Only if you're really excited.
Only if you're really excited. Right? If it's like, then sorry. After 12 months, there is a bracha called Tchiyas Hameitim, because it's like someone was dead. He wasn't really, but it's like he was kind of dead to you, because you hadn't seen him. And that is the Shechianu for 12 months.
You have to be excited for that person, too?
Yeah, very excited.
But this is probably much more applicable when you didn't have phones.
Yeah. It was much more, because in the olden days, you didn't see someone. It was like a big deal. Nowadays, I go to the Kotel every day. I see another random person I haven't seen for 12 months. It's just kind of, that's my life. But in the olden days, it was a rarer occasion. It was more exciting when you didn't see someone for a long time.
Also, lots of gracious,
yes, we're going to get back to Osim Observation. By the way, again, on this Tchiyas Emetim Shechianu, this is an example where the Pnine Allah, or Velezer Melamed, is bold. He quotes the Shulchan Aruch, and he says we should do what the Shulchan Aruch says. There are other rabbis who are a little bit more cautious. And they say, well, we don't know if we should apply this nowadays, so maybe just always do the bracha without Hashem's name when it comes to Tchiyas Emetim and Shechianu. But I'm giving you the Pesach of Rav Melamed. Some of you girls have heard of him. You're going to go visited him, some of you.
Yeah.
Anyways, he's the rabbi whose Pesach I'm going to, and all this is in the Pnine Halacha, which is in English, online. You click on your computer, Pnine Halacha, Laws of Blessings, and you could hold me to accountable, not making the stuff up. Yeah. You're saying that all considered that same first time. My intuition is to say yes, because it wasn't like afterwards. It's just a 10-minute thing. It's all considered like one experience, but I'm not 100% sure. I'll tell you where I'm getting that intuition from. I was just learning, if you're in a cemetery, okay? So we were in the cemetery, some of the girls in my tour guiding class. We were at Har Menuchos. What up? Shout out. And there's a special bracha that I think I forgot to make, which you're supposed to make when you go to a cemetery, okay? And what happens if you forgot to make it in the beginning? So the halacha is, as long as you can still see the graves, you could still say that bracha, okay? Similar to if you're on an airplane, you're supposed to say a tefillas haderech. Let's say you forgot to say the tefillas haderech. As long as there's still a few minutes left to the journey, you're still in the air, you could still say a tefillas haderech. So based on that logic, I'm guessing that also here, since it's all considered that first meeting, I would say maybe you could say the bracha, but if it's already like you met them and then like it's the next day, you no longer have that excitement and we couldn't consider it the first time anymore. So I'm not sure. It's a little bit of a gray area. I'm not 100% sure. Okay, anyways. So let's head back to Tiulim, because I know this is going to come up throughout our year on all of our Tiulim together. Under what situations are we zoicha to say osei maaseh bereishis? And this is another thing I love about Pnimi Halacha, because he lives in Eretz Yisrael. He talks very specifically. This mountain, yes. This mountain, not. You can see he loves, it's like he's a tour guide. He knows every single mountain and every desert. And he talks very specifically about where we should and where we shouldn't, and we'll have to apply it when we go back to America, if we go back to America, what situation we would say the blessing there. Okay, so first of all, let's start off with seas, okay, or oceans. So a yam, or a sea, is always a wow moment, okay? So whenever you see a sea, we get to make the bracha, osei maaseh bereishis. It's something a lot of people don't realize, a lot of people forget about, but now you know, you heard it here first. When you go to Yam HaMelech, you go to the Dead Sea. When you go to the Kinneret, right, you can see the beautiful Galilee. You see the bracha. Even though it's not an ocean, still it's a sea, it's impressive, and you would say this Osei Maaseh Bereishis. They're all not man-made, they're all made by Hashem, and so that would merit it. And any other big natural sea, one would merit that blessing. Also, by the way, rivers. So let's say the Mississippi River. Or what are other big rivers? The Nile. The Delaware, probably. Right? All of these are considered big rivers that people say, wow, generally, and one can and should say an Osei Maaseh Bereishis. However, Rav Muhammad says the Yarkun and the Jordan River are small rivers. Most people nowadays are not really so blown away when you see them. You know, where you go rafting on Machach, right? So since it's such a pinky little river, it would not merit a Osei Maaseh Bereishis, sadly. The Jordan River and the Yarkon, which is another river we have here.
It's not
basically, it's saying the Gdar is, if most people say, wow, this is impressive, and that would merit a blessing. If most people say, not so impressive, I've seen so many other lakes and oceans that are more impressive, then it doesn't. And that's why it's a little bit of a gray area, and you might have some arguments amongst different rabbis about whether this merits a blessing or not. Okay, yeah, questions, and then we'll come for it. Yeah. Yeah, everything I'm saying is absolutely true wherever you are, even on the moon. Yeah. Yes, it is. Kinneret and big lakes merit an Osei Maaseh Bereishis as long as they're natural. Yeah? So everything is Rav Melamed, Rav Eliezer Melamed, and Rav Melamed is quoting the Shulchan Aruch, which is quoting the Gemara in Brachos. That's the source of it. There are some rabbis that I mentioned that say, even though it says in the Shulchan Aruch we can, nowadays we're not sure what's considered a big thing or not, so there's some gray area and there's a little bit of arguments about it. But I'm quoting to you For Melamed, it was a pretty accepted, if not the most accepted, religious Zionist posek here in the Holy Land. Are there any other questions, or was it answered? It was answered. Okay, so let's go through a few more examples, and then we'll move to a new topic. There's another special blessing, which are made on oceans. Not just seas, but oceans. And here, too, we have a little bit of an argument. So if you see the Oceanus, which is, I think, the Pacific Ocean and the Atlantic Ocean, those are universally considered big oceans. And so you get a special bracha, Asa et Hayam HaGadol. Okay, if you don't remember this, look it up on Google when you're by the ocean. This is for big oceans that the whole world considers big oceans, like the Atlantic and the Pacific. When it comes to the Mediterranean, which is what you're going to see, the actual Nusuf, Asai Tayam Hagadol.
Would you say
Elokeinu Melech Haolam? Just going to make sure I have the Barucha exactly right. One second, and I'll quote the source. Shasa et hayam hagadol. Right. Hagadol. This is for a big ocean. Brucha ta Hashem lekenu malach olam. Shasa et hayam hagadol. And that's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch 610, and also in 228. Okay, 610. Shulchan Aruch, this halacha is brought down. But this is a machlokas. Everyone says you could say Nosei Masa Bereishis, and some say the Mediterranean does not merit Asat Hayam HaGadol, and some say it does. Okay, so when you go to Tel Aviv, that's the Mediterranean Ocean. And so some rabbis say you can, and some rabbis say you can't. It's a machlokas. Whatever you do is probably okay. Okay, so you definitely can say Nosei Masa Bereishis if you see a big ocean, like in Tel Aviv or Netanya. And maybe you could say Shasat Hayam HaGadol in America. I'm pretty sure a lot of the beaches are by the ocean, so you could say the special bracha. The same halacha applies, only if you haven't seen it for 30 days. If you saw it yesterday, then it no longer is amazing. Yeah, question?
I feel like I have like 8,000 questions, but what about a bay?
A bay is man-made or it's natural? I'm not sure. I don't know much about bays and things like that. Yeah.
So if you go to the Atlantic Ocean, and then, like, let's say 20 days later you're at the Pacific Ocean, do you say a breath on both?
Yeah, each one. Just like when it comes to special sites, if you go to this mountain and you go to that mountain, even on the same day, you say two separate blessings. Yeah. That's a beautiful minog to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not a halacha. This is a halacha in the Shulchan Aruch of saying Hashem's name, Kovea by Chazal in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah.
They're not
mimits. They're not mimits. That's your question. So no bracha. Sorry. You can still praise Hashem in your own words, but you won't say God's name. Say Mara Masa. Because these halachas are only for naturally made wonders. Oh, they're not man-made. Oh, okay. So then I guess it might, I'm not familiar enough if most people say, wow, and it's considered a very impressive big thing, then I'm assuming the answer would be yes. Okay? All right. A few more examples of this. As I mentioned, mountains and valleys. If they're considered impressive mountains that most people say, wow, so then yes, you would say in Osei Masa Bereishis, it comes up a lot on Teulim here in the Holy Land. So, for example, if you go to a desert and you're traveling specifically to look at the desert and to see the desert and to observe the desert, then you would say this bracha of Osei Masa Bereishis. If you just happen to be driving by and the mission was not to look at the desert, you're not really paying that much attention, you're just doing your thing. So then Rabbi Laman says one would not say the bracha. Here it's when you're actually stopping and looking with your own eyes and you're close enough to see the wonders of creation. So on a desert or on a mountain that's considered a big mountain, if you're looking at it, or if you're hiking it, you would say this bracha of Osei Masa Bereishis. Okay? A few examples. Har Hermon, where you can go skiing, is a good example. The Gamla up north, even Har Meron is a big mountain right near Tzvat. and many, many of the big mountains. Masada, yes. Masada, you can and should say a bracha according to Rav Melamed. Many of the big mountain ranges here in Israel, if people go there to see it and say, wow, so then you can say an Ose Masa Gracious. And he goes through very specifically which places yes, which places no. So that's in terms of natural wonders, wondrous places. Okay, another example is the crater, the Ramon crater down in Mitzpeh Ramon. So you would say an Ose Masa Gracious. If you go down there to where you look at the site, you would say an Ose Masa Gracious. Okay? All right. So that's the main idea. We already mentioned thunder and lightning, that you have these special blessings, right? The main thing to remember with thunder and lightning is that you need to say the blessing Toch Kedei Dibur. What does Toch Kedei Dibur mean? Within 3 words, which is approximately within 3 seconds. So you have a timer, you hear the thunder, shoot, it happened to me yesterday, and there was a little thunder 2 days ago. There was thunder in the old city, and my friend and I were learning, so we stopped, and we quickly went and said,
you have to say
the first 3 seconds, that's your opportunity to say, because it has to be connected to the event. If you weren't sure about it, then it'll probably be another lightning in a few minutes, so wait for it. But question. I can. I'm also going to say that, honestly, it's in the Siddur, 228, and it's on your Google. Okay, so when you write the bracha for thunder, it'll pop up on the magic phone. But I'll write it anyway, because you probably won't have this note on you at the time when the bracha comes, you know? But the bracha is shekocho.
This is for thunder.
Ugvurat, oh man. Ugvurato male olam. This is for thunder. The other situations which people don't know you can apply this to, I know I need to do it more clear, is if you had an earthquake or if there was a shooting star, that would actually be an Ose Masa Gracious. But if it's a thunder, it scares you, and then it's a Kocho Gvurato Male Olam. Shekocho, like Kocho, Ugvurato Male Olam. Ruchat Hashem, Lekene Malcholam, Shekocho Ugvurato. Yeah, an earthquake would be a Shekocho Ugvurato Male Olam. Shooting star would be an Ose Masa Gracious.
What if thunder,
right, so no. You only say it once, unless you could say it in the same day. It's a different cloud system. So a lot of times at camp, you'd have like thunder, and then later in the day, there's another thunderstorm. So then, yes, you would say another bracha because it's like a totally different cloud.
Like 5 minutes later?
Not if it's the same 5 minutes, and then it's most likely the same clouds, and we're not going to just bless all day. Yeah.
Do you say it like thunder, you say it, and then you see the lightning, you say it again, or is it just the first one that you see?
Just the whatever the first one you see is the, so on generally we say Kocho Gvurato on thunder and Ose Masa Gracious on lightning. Yeah. Technically you could say either one for either one, truthfully. That's a little known fact, but the minhag is usually you Kocho Gvurato for thunder.
What's the lightning one?
Ose Masa Gracious, which is the general wow, which is the one that comes up the most. Yeah? Yes, you're supposed to. You're supposed to for a hurricane and tornado. Doesn't happen as much. I didn't mention it, but yes, you're supposed to say it. It's loud. It's a really. Yes, yes. Any volcano also, if you happen to be witnessing a volcano, then yes. Koko Gvurato Male Olam. Ose Masa Gracious. The regular. Lightning in general gets the regular Ose Brachat Hashem Lekene Malcholam Ose Masa.
So only thunder gets.
Yes, the truth is technically lightning also gets a kocho, but since they come together, the minhag is to do kocho on the thunder and Ose on the lightning. Yeah. There's lightning 2 days in a row. You do say it every day, even the same day, as long as it's a different cloud system.
Same day you say the bracha again?
If in the morning it was this, and then late afternoon the different thunderstorm, then yes, you would say.
Only if it's a different thunderstorm.
Yeah, but if it's the same thunderstorm, then you would not. Okay? Yeah, we said. Kocho Gvurato Male Olam. All right. Now, I want to move on to the bracha on a rainbow. Okay? That happened. I was in Niagara Falls this summer, so this comes up often there, but all over the place it comes up. Any, this is a toughie. This is like on the bracha bee. Anyone remember the bracha that is said when we say a rainbow? Who remembers? You're getting there. Zohar Brit ve. Okay, so I guess I'll write this one out too. There is a bracha on the first time it rains in Eretz Yisrael.
Oh.
Yeah, there is a special bracha. But on a rainbow, we have the bracha is bracha da Hashem ken machlam, Zocher HaBrit. Okay, Zocher HaBrit, which means he remembers the covenant. V'ne'eman b'brito, and he is trustworthy in his covenant. V'kayam b'mamaro. And he fulfills his word. Okay. So that is mentioned in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Chof Tet, as the blessing we say on our rainbow. Does anyone know what this is referencing? What is this blessing all about? Beautiful. This is a reference to the story in the Mabo when Hashem puts out the rainbow and says, I'm going to make a covenant. I'm never going to destroy the world with the flood again. So we remind ourselves of that promise of Hashem when we see a rainbow.
Isn't a rainbow a bad sign?
Yeah. Oh, so it's a bit confusing. On the one end, it's an opportunity to say a bracha, and that's amazing, right? It'd be worth coming. I just heard yesterday, I forgot who, but a great rabbi said, it'd be worth coming into this whole world and the whole world to be created just to say a baruch hu, baruch shalom. So kal v'chomer to say amen, kal v'chomer to say a bracha. So it's an amazing opportunity, but... you're right, we don't stare at rainbows. Why don't we stare at rainbows? So the concept is, it's almost like as if we're better than that generation. As if like we're, you know, they were the ones who got destroyed and we're like, you know, the same way that Lot's wife wasn't allowed to stare at that generation because it's like, I'm better than you. And Noah's son stared at him. It's like, I own you, I'm better than you. So we don't stare at a rainbow. We look at it, and it's a machlokas, whether you can tell your friend about the rainbow. Generally, we say you can, so he can get the bracha. But the minhag is not to stare at a rainbow, as is mentioned in the Gemara. Yeah?
And you don't
tell your friend? It's a machlokas, whether you tell your friend, but the Panini Halacha Paskin is that you should tell your friend, so he's zocha to the bracha.
Can you take a picture of it?
I guess you could take a quick picture. But not too.
You to
what? Yeah, it's true. You can also go on Google Images. I think that's fine. Just looking at the actual... your question?
Why would it be we're better than them? Isn't the whole point of the rainbow, we wouldn't be destroyed? Isn't that what Hashem said?
Yeah, we would have been destroyed if not for the breeds. So you're right.
Isn't that kind of looking at the rainbow and being like, aren't we lucky because we're just as bad in a way?
You're right. And at first glance, I probably also would have said something similar, but... What can I say? The Gemara says that we generally don't stare at a rainbow, and my two cents is maybe it's like a statement of arrogance, like we're better than them. That's my shot. You don't have to accept it. Yeah. Because some say it's a bad omen, the rainbow, that's why we don't stare at the rainbow, and so maybe we shouldn't tell them. But like I said, the Panini Halacha Paskins, like the opinion that says we should tell our friends so that they are zocha to say the bracha. It's a bad omen to stare. It's not a good minhag to stare at rainbows, according to the Gemara. We generally don't stare at rainbows. Okay? By the way, the only exception to this rule, we wouldn't say it over and over and over on a rainbow, is if it's the same rainbow, because it's the same host thunder, whatever, so then we don't say a bracha. So that happens in Niagara Falls. They have the same rainbow all day, so you would say it once, and that's it. You wouldn't say it. You wouldn't say it 10 times a day. Okay? Unless it was a different thunderstorm in a different... situation. Okay, so that's rainbows. Now I want to, for the last few minutes, change topics. We'll continue this next week, I assume, and talk about another fun bracha, which is really interesting. There's a special bracha that you say on beautiful creatures, okay? On specially beautiful creatures, we use that as an opportunity to bless Hashem, and that's called Brachat Hashem ken machlam, shekacha lo be'olamo. Okay, this is also Gemara in Brachas Nun Ches. And the Gemara says, whenever you see a beautiful creature, you should say, Shekacha lo ba'olamo. Okay? Which means, wow, Hashem created such a beautiful world. So, when do we apply this? When do we say this beautiful bracha? So, there are two circumstances.
Three.
One is, if you're, let's say, a horseologist. I don't know if that's a thing. Let's say you work. And you know all the different types of horses, and you see a gorgeous horse, and you really can understand what a beautiful horse it is. So that would be one, if it's a specifically beautiful type amongst that species. It doesn't have to be horses, it could be any creature, and you're like, wow. Okay, so that's one situation. And the other situation is species that in general most people say gorgeous. Wow, that is just a beautiful creature. Okay? There's certain animals which Chazal say, most people say are like wowed by that. And we'll, like a peacock. So one is like certain creatures just most people consider them beautiful. And the other is within a particular species, if you are a maven, if you understand the beauty of horses and you know there's a really beautiful horse, you can say a special bra. Okay? So how do we apply this practically? When does it actually come up? Halacha lemaisa. So, let's say fish. Sometimes people go down to Eilat and they go scuba diving and you see a beautiful type of colorful fish. So that would be an example you could do it. Somebody mentioned peacocks. Sometimes they're considered, most people consider them really beautiful. Certain birds are painted, you go to the zoo and they're painted really nicely. That would also be considered, not painted, the natural coloration is just beautiful. So those are all examples when you can say this bracha. Of Shekacha lo ba'olamo, assuming you actually think it's really beautiful. If you think it's kind of ugly, I would hesitate a bit in this situation. But you can, as long as it's something that most people are like, wow. Okay, two questions, yeah, or three. That's a different bracha, either this week or next week. Mishaneh habrias, okay. And if we have time, we'll talk about that. It is a real thing, but we have it wouldn't apply in that specific situation nowadays. We would not say a bracha.
Oh, nowadays.
Nowadays, it has to be something which is rare. So when I see my buddy Elia Danani, it's not rare. It's pretty normal for us. But there are certain people that we do get to say a special blessing on. And if we have time, either today or next time, we'll talk about that. But that's not this. That's Mishane Habrios. Although I will say, because our time is short, I want to point this out, and then I'll get to your questions. This bracha of Shekacha lo ba'olamo, when you see beautiful things, does apply to people. According to the Shulchan Aruch and according to the Gemara, when you see a really beautiful person, and you're like, wow, that's a great opportunity to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu's beauty. So there, you can say the blessing of Shekacha lo ba'olamo, but there's a few little asterisks. First of all, the minhag is men do not do this on women because it's not considered snias. Okay, so if a guy randomly comes up to you and says a bracha to you know get a date or something of Shekacha lo ba'olamo, he's probably doesn't know that the minhag is not to do this nowadays on women. It's not considered sneas, so you should inform him that while you appreciate the compliment, it is not the halacha nowadays, and you can call me, and I'll show him the pini halacha, okay? For a woman, for a man, it is technically possible. You can say this, but it has to be someone that most people consider, wow, that is just extraordinarily beautiful, and it can't be, it has to be natural.
Has there been anyone in history?
Yeah. For sure. I don't know. I'm not into like supermodels, but I think even today, you can probably go to some people and they're naturally considered very beautiful people. So you can go up. It can't be in a video, but you can walk up to them and be like, and you get a mitzvah. And the more ice cream in the next world. But it should be done in a way that's, you know, tsanua, not going to get anybody insulted. And if it's plastic surgery and it's not natural, then you can't. So you might have to ask them. You wouldn't actually do that. Makeup, I think, is okay.
Can you say tear sounds?
Yeah, you don't have to say it to him. You can say it to him. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it has to be something that's you haven't seen for 30 days and it's like a wow.
Wait, this has to be the person has 30
days? Both animals and people. I'll be honest, when it comes to people, then it has to be someone who's absolutely extraordinary. So it's never really come up in my life. It doesn't often happen. So, you know, many postcards are hesitant because we don't really know what's considered the most beautiful person in the world. Other postcards, like Rav Melamed, say, listen, if you're genuinely saying this is the most beautiful person you've ever seen, then you can say the bracha even with Hashem's name. So this is a bit of a machlokas. Yeah. Yeah. If you're really beautifully impressed by the fishies. Oh, if you think like the underwater area is like amazing? Not that I know of. I don't think so. I've heard it's when you see the ocean or the lake the first time, not when you go in. Even if you're like, wow, it's beautiful, but I don't think it would merit a separate breath. Okay? All right. So as we mentioned, certain animals, when you go to the zoo, you can say this bracha on if it's kind of universally known as a beautiful animal. Another zoo halacha. You guys have been to the zoo in Yerushalayim?
Yeah.
All right. So now you'll have to go back so you can say some more brachas. Or, you know, it's very popular for dates. So after you guys make aliyah and you're going on a date at the zoo, you can impress your date and you'll tell them there's a special bracha that we get to make in the zoo. And it's called, and this is what we were saying before, Baruchat Hashem Lekenem Al-Kalam, Mishanei Habrios.
Wait, that's when you see a beautiful animal?
Well, that's when you see a different type of animal. A special type of animal. What? Not one that you haven't seen before. That would be more the, like, let's say a zebra. You might say Shkachal Bom Lama. But if it's two particular animals, Chazal said they're so different and unique and interesting that they get their own special bracha. Mishanei Habrios. Mishaneh HaBriot means blessed are you Hashem who makes different creatures.
Which two animals?
I wanted to keep you in suspense. Can anybody guess? What are the animals which get their own special blessing because they're so unique and special? This is Gemara and Shulchan Aruch. Not cows. Good call, but no. It's actually...
Wait, one more.
Okay, keep...
Monkeys.
Very good. Okay.
Really?
Is
there
like animals?
Is there like humans? Yes. Monkeys? Yes. And the second one's a little harder.
It's Mishnah
of
penguins.
Elephants. Not penguins. Elephants. Very good.
Woo!
Elephants.
So, what about if only humans haven't seen them in 30 days?
Yes.
So, if you're like so, on a safari, then you would like actually say those brachas.
Yeah, when I was in Africa, I did some shlichuyos in Africa. So, the first time I saw monkeys, I said this bracha. After a while, there's monkeys everywhere. So it's not such a big deal anymore. But
wouldn't this also be like a 30-day thing? Or
yes, it is a 30-day thing.
So you say only those two animals?
When it comes to animals, only those two animals, elephants and monkeys. Why? Because Chazal felt they're very interestingly similar to humans.
How is it elephants?
Peel. Elephants. Okay? Elephants are just unique in that they have soft skin and they use their nose thing like their hands. And Chazal felt, and they're really big. And for whatever reason, Chazal felt that elephants are special and monkeys are special. So when you go to the zoo and you see Teddy the elephant, who's named after Teddy Pollock, and you see the monkeys there, you can say Mishane. No, one monkey. One monkey, one elephant. If you see them together, only one bracha. But usually they're not kept together. Maybe in Israel, they would. But Mishane Habrios is the bracha you say on monkeys and elephants. And here, too, some people are scaredy cats, and they'll just say it without Hashem's name. But the Panini Halacha said you should say it with Hashem's name, as it says in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch. You don't have to be hesitant. Okay? I'll just throw in one last thing, since I have a minute left. This halacha also applies with humans, which were formed differently. And it's not a diss. We're not saying, oh, look how weird you are. We're just doing it as a way to say, you know, Hashem, everything you made, everything you made is beautiful in its own way. So when we would say this on a human, it's not a diss. At the same time, if you're concerned that someone might be insulted when you say this bracha to them, so obviously, one would not say this bracha in front of them or in any way in which they would be insulted. So some practical application of this is, let's say, Siamese twins. Since that is such a rare and unique thing, you would say the same Mishaneh Habriyot for weird. Someone is born without a hand, for example, or without a foot. That's interesting and different, and you're like saying Hashem, Rochat Hashem Mishaneh Habriyot. It's all good. Again, obviously, if you would insult, and that's not if they lost their foot, or if they lost Chas V'Shalom in a war or something like that, then that's not the way Hashem created them. And then you would say the first time you see them, Brachat Hashem Dayan Emet, the bracha you say when you hear bad news, you can kind of empathize with them, give them a hug, and say this bracha of Dayan Emet.
If you really, or
maybe I'm forgetting the exact lashon. If someone had a terrible tragedy and they lost an arm or something horrible, just like when you hear that someone family member passed away, you would say this bracha. So the true judge. You say, bless Hashem. Hashem is the true judge, and we're kind of taking this sad situation, and we're saying we have a munah that it's all for the best. So that's if chas v'shalom someone lost a limb. If someone is just born naturally in a different type of way, so then that would be the Mishnah Ibrahim. And that was the question you asked before. In the olden days, there were some people of different color that was like, wow, that's crazy. So that bracha might apply. Nowadays, it wouldn't apply. I will tell you a funny story. When I was in Zimbabwe, I spent a month doing a shlichus there, and I was the first white person they had ever seen. In this land of Rip Kfar, I was leading Seder, and I don't know if they said the bracha on me. I'm not sure if they had learned this halacha class, but they probably could have said the bracha on me as a white man. So it's not about white, but it's about when it's different, and wow. So then that one can say this bracha, Mishan Abreas, as long as it's done with sensitivity, and not as a diss, but a way of connecting our eyes to Kadosh Baruch Hu's wonderful world. Any last questions? All clear?
All clear.
Okay. If you have any specific requests for next week, let me know. Some of you have my numbers. And if not, have a beautiful week. And I hope this was interesting and fun for everybody.